Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name?
My first name is Christine, Kristine. My last name is spelled Cotroneo.
Thank you. And how may I help you today?
I have a reoccurring charge. They said that I applied for a free Dyson and agreed to this reoccurring charge, which isn't true. I own my own Dyson. I did not agree to any reoccurring charges.
Yes, ma'am. If you did not create this account, we can still assist you. Now, the last agent probably told you this account was created back on August the 27th when someone took part in a contest entry to receive a Dyson vacuum. And the customer also has to be a part of a meal plan membership as well. Does any of that sound familiar?
Did you say a meal plan?
Yes, ma'am. So the $39.89 charge is for a meal planning app subscription.
No, I do not have that. I don't have it. I never got it.
Okay, well, since you don't recall creating this account, I can file this as a fraudulent claim for you. I do have to let you know that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that any false claim could result in a penalty. And as long as you're certain you did not participate in the contest entry, I can file this as a fraudulent claim for you. Would you like me to proceed with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and process this as a fraudulent claim, and that will stop all future charges on this account.
Yeah, and what about the $35.34 that I've already paid for it?
Yes, ma'am. Now, the most I can do is just make sure you don't receive any future charges.
Okay, well, I'm going to pursue this with Citibank.
Yes, ma'am, but your account is now canceled with us, so you won't receive any more charges.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to work on getting that $235 credited back.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, but is there anything else I can assist you with?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for contacting customer service. Have a great day.
Yep. Bye.